Hello everyone. Lovely to see you. It's a fresh moment. Every moment is a fresh moment of presence, of being. We never leave that which is, that which we are. This recognition is available to us. The recognition of presence. The recognition of this formless awareness that has no personal owner. There is nobody who exists in time and space. That is simply an impression which inhabits the mind, an impression which we have believed in. And at some point, we let it go. And in letting go of the belief that you exist in time and space, presence remains. Reveals itself to be your true self, appearing in the world as beauty, appearing in the mind as peace. In the body as the universe. It is always available to us to visit this understanding. This understanding is the healer of all wounds. It is liberation. Liberation, freedom from the sense of incompleteness. Liberation from the sense of lack. From the fear of mortality. Because mortality does not belong to you. So, an event in the phenomenal realm. sometimes we feel that we are prey of our thoughts, that we are subject to the stream of thoughts and sensations. What is it that is affected by the stream of thought? What is it this moment? Everything you perceive is not you and does not define you, although it is not apart from you. Every thought, memory, which appears to you, it's like a cloud in the sky. They arise out of the universe, out of the cosmic field. They appear to you like the hearing in this moment appears to you. A cosmic vibration. Shapes and sounds. Colors. Sensations. You are the borderless space of awareness. You perceive bodily sensations. You perceive world events. You are the transparency of being. Always. Certain thoughts may appear to you, claiming that they know something about you. They refer to you as a character in time and space. They refer to you as a train of thoughts. They refer to you as a narrative. Somebody. While all along you are in this unmoved awareness. And sometimes you play the game of agreeing that you are somebody, that you are a person. You give credence to the thoughts which claim that they know you. While all along you are this formless knowingness. This awareness, this understanding, which has no location, which has no form, which has no beginning and ending. At times, we wonder why define myself? Why define myself via bodily sensations, via thoughts? Why conceive and perceive and believe myself to be a form, to be something which I perceive? Is it necessary to limit myself that way? What's the purpose? The stream of thought appears to you. And you only get carried away once you give it the power to carry you away. In fact, nothing is at stake. Sometimes we like to play in the rapids, turbulent water. It's exciting. And yet the game of personal identification is a bitter one. Countries, nationality, tribalism, religious identification, such a turmoil in the world. As a result of this belief, giving power to the thoughts which appear to you, not recognizing our essential nature in this moment and every moment as this aware presence, borderless, which is love. In a moment of quiet, deep quiet, we are one. Then we go back to I am somebody. Which is a thought appearing to you. That you agree to believe in. And you are somebody else. I am from this tribe. And you are from that tribe. These beliefs require effort, maintaining themselves, argumentation, revisiting the past, maintaining our stories, validating our point of view. Which has nothing to do with love, nothing to do with harmony, friendship, and beauty. So we are available to see this process as it's unfolding in our body mind. We're interested in the true peace. Interested in truth. So we sit on the bank of the stream. We watch the stream. We feel the earth beneath our feet. We listen to the gurgling sounds. The flowing stream. The birds singing, hopping from branch to branch. The tiny fish in the water. The sunshine. Shining through the branches. Onto the earth. The frog nearby, patiently waiting for fly to nourish it. I am all of it, and none of it. We are never apart. We are this oneness. This wondrous awareness. This joy, this freedom. Which is not in time. Remain as you are. without any becoming.